This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Taking Stock powered by Money Control. Well, my name is Shraddha Janand and today I'm going to take you through all the factors as well as stocks which move the markets on Friday, that is 28th of February. Well, traders would have taken a sigh of relief and said, thank God it's Friday amid relentless selling seen on D Street for the past week. In fact, Sensex plunged more than 1400 points, second worst fall since August 2015, while the Nifty 50 witnessed a massive 400 point drop on Friday. Well, for the week, Sensex witnessed a fall of about 7%, while the Nifty 50 was down by 7.3%. Investors lost more than 11 lakh crores in terms of market capitalization during the week. Now, let's look at the final tally on D Street as well. Sensex plunged 1,448 points or 3.6% to close at 38,297, while Nifty 50 was down 431 points to close at 11,201. In fact, investors lost more than 5 lakh crores in just a single trading session. Now, sectorally, selling pressure was seen in metals, IT, infrastructure, public sector, energy, auto, banks, and oil and gas stocks. Now, broader markets did underperform as the BSE mid-cap index was down 3.1%, while the small cap index closed with losses of 3.5%. Now, tough Nifty losers include the names like Tata Steel, Tech Mahindra, Tata Motors, and Vedanta. IOC bucked the trend as the stock closed 0.09% higher. On a day when bulls run for cover, as many as 500 stocks on the BSE hit a fresh 52-week low. That includes names like Bosch, Gillette India, Hero Motor Corp, ACC, Thermax, Lupin, Rane Holding, etc., among others. Now, the next big question which is in front of investors is, what should they do at this point in time? Well, it was a sixth consecutive day of decline on D Street, which took the benchmark indices below crucial support levels on Friday. In fact, in the last 6 days, Sensex has come off 3,026 points, while Nifty lost nearly 1,000 points, or in fact, 924 points. Now, the rising fear of coronavirus across different countries is showing its impact on equity markets as well amid slowdown fears across the globe. In fact, a global recession is likely if coronavirus becomes a pandemic, and the odds of that are uncomfortably high and rising with infections surging in Italy and Korea. That's what Moody's Analytics said in a report. Now, foreign institutional investors have turned negative on Indian markets. In fact, they pulled out more than 11,000 crores as of February 27th so far in the month of February. Now, in fact, if you look at the crude oil prices, they have also come off significantly and are trading near $50 a barrel. In fact, they hit a 14-month low, which is good for Indian markets, but it also signifies a global growth outlook, which looks slightly bleak. Now, it is difficult to predict the extent and impact of coronavirus, but the equity markets are in a critical condition and they are looking for some positive triggers on the front of coronavirus for any kind of respite. Now, technically, 11,200 and 11,100 is a sacrosanct support area for the Nifty, and there's a good chance that Nifty may stabilize here and bounce back towards 11,700 levels. That's what most technical experts are suggesting. And going by the past presidencies, the recovery in market post containment of such epidemics is equally or higher than the fall. As the fall has been too fast, too soon, markets have gone into oversold zone. That means RSI of Nifty 50 has gone to 25 levels. Hence, the risk to reward is favorable. Hence, it makes sense to accumulate the stock at this point in time. Now, let's also look at the stocks which were in news based on the news flow. Well, metal stocks saw the maximum decline. In fact, they take a beating on Friday with the index doubling over 6% as inventory levels grew in China due to fast spreading coronavirus through production has started in some parts of the world, second largest economy. In fact, stocks including Vedanta, Tata Steel, JSW Steel, GSPL, Hindustan Copper, NMDC and SAIL ended with losses between 5 to 12%. Aviation stocks were also in focus. In fact, aviation stocks nosedived on February 28th in sync with the broader market sentiment as concerns over rising cases of coronavirus continued eroding the risk appetite of investors. Share price of SpiceJet almost dived 4%, while Interglobe Aviation was down 5%. Now, Lemon Tree was also in focus. In fact, the share price shed 5% on February 28th, despite the hospitality company opening its second international hotel in the Bhutanese capital of Thimphu. Apart from that, auto stocks will be in focus auto stocks remain in focus. The BSE listed auto stocks plummeted nearly 9% on Friday as supply chain disruptions due to coronavirus outbreak dented the outlook of the industry, which saw its worst ever sales decline in two decades recently. Now, let's also understand how Nifty 50 is placed with respect to technical parameters. Well, Nifty formed a long black day kind of a candle on the daily charts, and it is approaching certain critical long-term averages on the longer time frame charts from where Nifty took support and staged a rally after major corrections in the past. In the near term, critical support to watch out for would be 11,111, which should be violated at least on a weekly closing basis. The next logical support of the entire rally from the lows is 10,670 and 12,430 is placed around about 11,022 levels. Now, if the downswing continues even in the next week, then ideally Nifty shall hold these levels to expect some sort of decent pullback rally. In case of a pullback, the initial target can be towards 11,530. So three levels to watch out for in the coming week would be 11,111 and 11,175 on the downside, 11,400 levels on the upside, and 11,530. Well, thanks a lot for tuning into this edition of Taking Stock, but do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com for more on news, business and economy.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.